Welcome back to Dave's Gone By on this very, very special Sunday night. Now, one of the things that we've made on some level a specialty of on this program is not only music, but music that is perhaps something of an outsider kind of music. We've had folks like Art Paul Schlosser on, and we played people like Wesley Willis and Wildman Fisher, and people that I really love, even though you wouldn't put them in a conventional kind of musical sense. Well, there's a cult singer who came initially out of China, but has really lived in New Zealand for quite a period of time. Her name is Wing, and she is a singer in the pop idiom, and she's been building a cult audience that is almost fanatical in its love of her music. And we're going to hopefully hear a bit of it on this show as well. And I'm so excited. She's going to be in town tomorrow. She's going to be performing at Birdland Monday night at 9:30 tomorrow night. So you're going to want to get your tickets because of the way she sings and the way she's going to be with us on the radio right now. Wing, first of all, welcome Wing to the neighborhood. Wing, are you there?
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Well, you also must mention that Wing does not speak a great deal of English. So
yeah.
we have to keep everything. Welcome means hello.
She knows that.
Oh, okay.
Ni hao. Ni hao ma.
Is it ni hai? Ni hao? Or ni hai?
No, ni hai is a grape soda.
Oh,
ni hao
okay.
Is a... So, even though... So, if your English is not so good, then... Do you, when you learn a song, do you do it like ABBA used to, where you're almost learning it phonetically, or do you study the words and their meanings as well?
I study the meanings and as well as, learn how to pronounce it first.
When did you feel like you were going to be a singer, rather than everybody who just sings in the shower or in the kitchen or going, when did you feel like, wait a minute, I want to do this?
I like singing. Why? Well, I'm a very small child, but I haven't got a chance to learn, and I only start learning and learning and singing at the same time. While after I immigrated
New
Zealand, up to now I got 15 CDs recorded.
Oh, okay. And what songs are popular?
The most popular song is the Abbas, Dancing Queen, and next coming, the AC/DC.
Really?
Yeah, she does Highway to Hell. This is quite a marvelous
really?
Concept. Yes.
She does ABBA and AC/DC.
And the Carpenters, and Elvis, and the Beatles. These
wow.
Are all, yeah, it's pretty...
Very eclectic.
Well, now tell me something. Did you do the AC/DC because you heard their albums and you really wanted to do it? Or did someone suggest it to you, like a manager thought
no.
It would be cute?
No, it is, a radio in Texas, Dallas, Texas, called Rustin Martin Soul, and... They emailed me and tell me that can you do this song for our radio because our clients listeners like this song very much, and then I told her yes, okay, you send me the music, and then they send me the music, and honestly I just don't know, but I quickly go to the teachers and musicians that they all work it out for me, and I learn, and I quickly record it back to the producer. Huh. And the producer said, okay, it's excellent, fantastic. And then it was broadcasting through the radio, and wow, the response is so good that so many emails rushing to my site, and it's really just as great as the after the South Park.
Oh my goodness, well, you just sound so adorable and so lovely. I cannot wait to hear you sing Highway to Hell.
Well, let's not forget the other thing, though, that she mentioned South Park. Wing is such a cult figure that South Park included her in an episode and kind of
almost oh, really?
Built the episode around her. Oh, yeah. I think that's so marvelous. So, does it perhaps bother you in a sense that maybe not all the people who listen to you or like your music or go see your concerts Are there, do you think some are, might be there to poke fun a little bit? Does that mean anything to you at all?
Why would they poke fun at her?
I just can't get what you mean.
Oh, okay. Well, in other words, some people are there because they really love your music, and some might feel that it's a little unusual for a woman of your background and of your age to be doing pop songs like that, and they're kind of going for more of a, like the, oh, I don't know, the Bill Hung sort of mode. But does that strike you at all, or do you just go out there and sing and whatever the adulation is, you're happy for it?
No, all the songs that I suggest that I recorded and I learned is because mostly are recommended by musicians, singing teachers, and record companies and radios,
mm-hmm.
and none of that come from myself because really, honestly, and I know nothing about foreign music other than some of my Chinese, so that but they all introduce why don't you try this and I like to take the challenge to learn all style of songs.
I love that. I think that's so wonderful. And now what's your favorite style of music?
Honestly, I like light classic, but I when I listen to it, I like Highway to Hell as well. And I can handle the all style of music in a reasonable good way.
Oh, now, did you, before you started singing, did you have a day job, or singing always been in, at least in New Zealand?
How old are you, Wing?
That is my personal.
Oh, but are you in your 40s or 30s?
I can tell you that my first profession is a nurse, a registered state nurse, and then I took up the postgraduate and as a midwife, and another postgraduate course as a health visitor. I studied public health and become a health visitor.
I'm thinking you're in your 20s here.
Huh?
I thought you were in like your 20s.
No. But
no.
So, but when did you? Are you still a public health person, or did you give that up in the?
No, I give it that up, and after I immigrate to New Zealand.
Well, what do you think? Here is big pop star Wing giving you your flu shot. You know?
Why not?
Hi, this is Wing. You are listening to Days Gone By on WGBB Freeport.
Now, is there pop music that you really like, but you feel you wouldn't sing? It's like I haven't heard you do a Rolling Stones song or a U2 song. Is there stuff that you listen to that you like, but you don't think would be right for you to cover?
I recently a lot of fans like me to cover some, Michael Jackson's song, and I did. I listened some of it, and I really like it very much. But I know that it's very, very, very hard to learn.
Mm. Have you ever thought of Thomas Dolby?
Thomas Dolby?
Oh yeah.
She blinded me with science.
Yeah.
Okay.
And all sorts of stuff. He has his very good collection of songs.
And I'm trying to think if that would be right for Wing, but it wouldn't be any more wrong. When did you leave China?
Oh, long ago, nearly 20 years.
Was it difficult to leave?
No, I'm not. I come from China. I come from Hong Kong.
Yeah, so Hong Kong was a British territory at that
point.
Oh, yeah.
See, I don't know my history or my geography at all.
I do.
Marriage, Babies, and the End of the World. It's a book. It's funny. I know because I wrote it. And you should buy it. At my website, davesgoneby.org. Are you reading me? Do you prefer... We're talking with Wing, by the way. Yay.
That's
I'm so
W-I-N-G.
Excited. That's it. Well, it's part of your actual real name. Your full name is what?
Wing Han. Wing Han Zhang.
Wing Hang Zhang, yeah.
Zhang Wing Hang.
So it's like I can never get that first name, last thing name down either. But people call you Wing, of course. And do you prefer singing live, in concert, or in the studio?
Of course, singing in the studio is, more comfortable, and it seems more safe, but... singing in a stage is more challenging and more encouraging.
Have anything... I'm assuming your fans seem to be a little fanatical. Has any weird things happened while performing on stage? Has anyone, run up on stage and joined you in song, or...
No.
Have they given you weird gifts?
No. Honestly, our Chinese culture... doesn't like any member to go into the singing industry.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
I'm very rebellious.
So is most of your fan base Chinese or Asian?
Yeah, my family, is quite traditional Chinese.
Oh, your family? No, but
your
fans.
The people who love your music, the people who come to your concerts and buy your CDs. It's a mostly Western audience, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
But have they done anything funny? I guess so.
they like me very much. Thank you.
But do they give you things or?
No, they usually buy the CD and then get me signed.
Oh, so you come out after the concert and you'll sign the CD, like when you're at Birdland tomorrow. After the concert, will you be there to sign CDs for people?
Yes, after the concert, yeah. I think the producer will arrange the CD to sell, and then I will get it signed for
Oh, that's cool. Now, are you married? Do you have kids?
Yes, I'm married, but I got divorced.
Oh.
Honest tell you, because so that I can fully concentrate in my singing.
Oh, okay.
He wasn't very supportive of your singing career, I assume.
Because our Chinese family doesn't like... anybody to do singing. So I think I better, if I want to do it, then I better full-time to do
it. But do you have any children?
that's my
okay.
can all this are my personal.
Sure, okay, no problem.
Wing, very private.
Well, are you dating? Are you looking to meet
we
another person?
That.
What
that
can
no,
I
no,
ask?
No. I only interested in singing. In singing more and more beautiful songs. Right after the concert in Birdland, I will hurry back,
uh-huh.
And there is a recording company, a music company working together in UK, want me to record a song, and which is very, very hit, popular right now in UK,
mm-hmm.
And that is, but it is not solid yet, because suddenly when everything prepared for me to come back to learn, and then suddenly I received the email that the publisher is not allowed to do that song.
Right. You can't
and
get
now,
the
but now the people, the recording company is going to talk to the publisher to let it go. And that is a very, very popular song, and I like it very much, and I think that I would fight to it to sing for it. That is the Amy Winehouse. Most popular one.
Amy Winehouse.
Oh my gosh! Oh,
yeah.
Really?
But, when I look at it, that this is a very good song, and then that is the truth of all the teenagers that they suffer. They need help. Get more people to sing about it, so that everybody knows that how the teenagers get that from the right track, from the drug addict. That should be very encouraging to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
No, that's
yes, yes.
That's a Grammy Award winner, Rehab.
Yeah, it's a good song, too. It's oh, boy, I can't wait to hear you try that one. Can you maybe sing just a little bit, like a couple of lines from that for us? Would you
no, I haven't come to it. Just
she
give me the just buy the CD and try to listen and learn.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, I have to learn it after
like
my come back. And now I'm fully concentrate on the 17 songs for the Birdland, for yours.
So what songs, give us a list of the songs you're going to sing.
Yeah, all the songs are not chosen by me. You must understand it is all chosen by your producer, Andy.
Okay.
And he is doing a really, really good job. That they are most of the difficult songs that he's chosen for me to sing.
Which ones
are
they?
And he's chosen for me, Phantom of the Opera, you know.
Well, Phantom of the Opera, excellent, of course.
Sing of Me. And then Dancing Queen, Don't Cry for Me, Argentina, Highway to Hell, and Lucy, Memory, How Deep is the Love, Lonely Go Her, Candle in the Wind, and When You Believe, Heroes, and In the Ghetto. And I must mention that there is two special gifts I want to bring to as a gift when I visit and sing in the Birdland, that three songs. The first one, When You Believe, is, you know, specially dedicated to President George Bush and Sarah Palin. And
Sarah Palin, really? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because they are very famous for their religious, you know. And then Candle in the Wind is specially dedicated for the two princes in England for the memory of their mother, Diana, Princess of Wales. And then another one, the third one is In the Ghetto, is dedicated for Obama, because it's something about Chicago, and he's living in Chicago.
Wow, so you're dedicating In the Ghetto to Barack Obama. That's going to go down real well. That's marvelous.
All the Broadway fair. Have you ever thought about coming and doing a Broadway show? Would you ever do a Broadway show?
No.
No.
That 17 songs is really, you know, to kill me. So difficult.
So can you please, like one song that you're going to do tomorrow at Birdland? Can you do? Like, just a piece of one of the songs you're going to sing. Don't make me beg.
How about Dancing Queen?
Oh, sure. please, yes.
Yeah, okay, you just have one. You can dance, you can jump, having the time of your life. Oh, see that girl, watch that scene, singing the Dancing Queen.
Uh-oh, we have a little bit of fax interrupting.
Yeah, I don't know where that's coming from.
Hello.
Hi, we're still here.
That was terrific. That was absolutely terrific.
I'm sorry, I guess those little sound effects are like from the old disco era. Not sure why there's a fax going through on this line. Someone's, I think, trying to dial in, but, oh, Wing. Oh, thank you, Wing.
Wing, have you,
yeah,
you know.
Thank you.
I also.
It might be too long holding
the.
No, it was fabulous. By the way, one thing I should have mentioned is that even though we haven't heard from him, there's a fellow named Andy Sandberg who is involved. How are you involved in Wing's concert and all that?
I'm producing the event in association with Birdland and Jim Caruso and the Jim Caruso Cast Party Broadway at Birdland series there every Monday night.
So I'm sorry they haven't gotten to you yet, but we've got so involved in Wing, and you were there to translate, but she hasn't really needed it, which is really neat.
Absolutely.
But
no,
thanks for getting the facts for us.
Actually, that was on our end, I'm sure. But when did you first hear about Wing?
I heard about Wing, I think it was about 7 or 8 years ago, and I instantly became a fan, and I have been in contact with Wing, and I... I've been in email contact with her for many years and have always stayed in touch and told her I was a fan and have been working in the theater and special events and entertainment in New York. And once she started performing live, we started talking about the possibility of her performing in New York. And
is this her New York premiere?
This is Wing's New York debut here at Birdland.
Now, we all know that Clay Aiken has Claymates. What are the Wing fans called?
You know, we don't actually. I don't know if there is a term. Winged. Is there a name for your fans? Wing fanatics.
Wing dings.
Wing nuts.
Wing, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is there a name that the fans call themselves? That you're the people who like you. Do they have a cute name that they give themselves?
Like, no, they all call me Wing.
No, but what do they call themselves? They call themselves fans of Wing or Wing Dings or Wing Around the Rosies?
No, I don't think it's been coined yet.
Well, we have to get something going there. I personally like the wing dings.
Wing dings.
Yeah. Oh. So what?
I'm telling you, I had not heard of you before Wing, but I loved it. I love Dancing Queen. I thought that was terrific.
So when
I cannot wait for Don't Cry for Me Argentina.
Oh.
That, I mean, the minute she started talking, that went through my head, and I said, no, she's never going to sing Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Well, of course she's going to sing Andrew Lloyd Webber. She's perfect for Andrew. Phantom of the Opera is one of the first things that she's been doing.
I know, but...
Oh.
What a wonderful thing to hear her sing Don't Cry. You know, I don't know why. It just came to me as soon as I heard her.
Well, not to impose upon you, Wing, but can you give us a little of that? Would you be able to?
Which one?
Don't Cry for Me, Argentina.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we're listening to Wing here in the neighborhood. She's going to be doing some Andrew Lloyd Webber now for us. And remember, catch her tomorrow night, Monday night, at Birdland in New York City.
Now, will she be doing any other U.S. dates?
As of now, this is all that is planned, but hopefully, you know, this will be the start of an exciting tradition, and, you know, this is a chance for Wing's New York fans to get out there and see her, but people can keep updated on her website, wingtunes.com, and then the Birdland is birdlandjazz.com, where you can get tickets.
Excellent.
Here we go.
Low.
Low, what was that?
The music is coming all the way from New Zealand.
The truth
that
is...
That was excellent.
Oh.
The truth is, we
never
always
leave us,
love
Wing.
You, Wing.
Yeah, oh, my gosh. Oh. Oh. People, you're crazy if you don't go out to see Wing tomorrow night at
Birdland. And how much are tickets?
Tickets are $25, and there's also a $40 VIP ticket for a few select tables. But it's $25 plus a $10 food and drink minimum. And the tickets can be purchased either online at www.birdlandjazz.com or by telephone by calling 212-581-3080.
Now, let me just say something. I mean, there was a play, or actually it was on Broadway a couple of years ago, about a singer named Florence Foster Jenkins. And it went into how that she had this big cult following, and she finally had this big concert at Carnegie Hall, and it became the cause celeb of the day. People talked about it for years. They went to see her. They loved her so much, and they had such a wonderful time. And the people who didn't go, and when they could have, well, actually, it was so packed that they probably couldn't have gotten in, but people who didn't go regretted it like crazy because they knew they were missing something spectacular that they wouldn't forget ever. Ladies and gentlemen, Wing is going to be at Birdland tomorrow night. Do not miss this opportunity. It's her first concert in New York.
And very reasonably priced.
Yeah.
And what time does it start? We didn't mention that.
9:30 p.m.
Yeah, it's kind of like a
tickets
show.
Are selling quickly because it's a one-time special engagement, so we'd encourage you to...
And there's no chance of extension, right?
Well, Wing's only in town for a limited time, so as of now, we're not planning on any extension. So this might be the only chance in a while, I should say.
Wow!
Well, because she does have to fly all the way from New Zealand.
That's true. But it's a special event and a chance for her U.S. fans to see her debut.
Well, it's wonderful. This is my first experience with Wing, and I loved it. I mean, you might even see me there. Maybe David and I will go.
Well, hope you can join us.
Oh, I'm dying to go. I'm totally going to be there tomorrow night. I can't wait. And Wing, I have to say, I want to first of all thank you so much for joining us. I mean, it's so nice of you to take the time out on this Sunday night
and to call in all the way from New Zealand.
Yes, yes.
It's my honor.
You are just such.
And so sweet.
See, I was just
going
to say, she's a sweetheart.
Hi, this is Wing. You are listening to Dave Gone By on WGBB Freeport.
Can I ask you one more question before we let you go to fly off into the arms of our music, as it were? Are there any singers that you particularly try to learn from or emulate? Wing?
Thinking.
I can't get what we get, Andy.
In other words,
is there any singers that you want
to
be like?
Is there anyone that you wish you could, that you want to copy more?
I wish that the concert is going on well and everybody like my singing and the songs are dedicated to those icons and important political people, and they all like my singing.
Wing, if you get a chance on the way to the United States, pick up a Janis Joplin album. Love to know what you think of that.
Oh my goodness!
But she's a classic.
Mercedes Benz. Do I need to hear Wing at some point in the future do the song Mercedes Benz? Have you ever heard that? I wonder. Rather popular number.
Janis Joplin is a 60s singer, but
you email me.
Okay.
Email me to me that I understand more.
Oh, certainly, we'd love to. But I'm so looking forward to.
What is your website when people want to find out about you, or they can write to you on your website?
Wingmusic.co.nz.
Wingmusic.
There's also a U.S. version, wingtunes.com. WINGTUNES.com, and you can go there to learn about all of her events and purchase her CDs. Wing has a large selection of CDs available from over the years, and you can have hundreds of Wing songs if you would like.
Wow. Wing over America, ladies and gentlemen. The wonderful, the delightful, and the supremely exciting Wing.
Wing, you are just lovely. You're just a delight to talk to.
Thank you.
So, thank you again, Wing, for being in the neighborhood. A great pleasure. And thank you also, Andy Sandberg, for producing that and for making this conversation happen. I'm just really... Can we get one more song out of you, Wing? Or we would love to hear one more, but it's okay if you're done.
I don't think Wing's ever done.
Aw. Anything you would want to say for us?
I'm trying to...
Highway to Hell, Highway to Hell?
Yes, Highway to Hell, yes, Highway to Hell, yes.
Thanks for having us, Dave.
Oh, no problem. Thank you.
And Jeff.
I'm just an afterthought anyway.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going out with a bit more Wing music now. She's going to do one of her signature
tunes. It's a Wing and a Prayer.
Yes.
Highway to Hell.
Oh, boy.
As soon as we get the correct background.
Yeah, of course. Catch her at Birdland, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow night, October 20th. 212-581-3080 for tickets.
Excellent. Dave is at a loss for words, which I have never seen him at a loss for.
I'm soaked in so many ways you can't imagine. Oh, thank you, Wing.
And God
thank
bless
you.
The people in the radio in Texas for sending you the song.
Yes. Yes, that was extraordinary. Thank you, Wing. And thank you so much for being in the neighborhood.
Yeah, it's my pleasure.
And you have made two more big fans.